Hi, thanks for listening to Alt Latino. We also want to ask you to check out the How to Do Everything podcast with Mike and Ian. How to Do Everything is modern life lessons from NPR. How to Do Everything, now at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst is away this week. And while she's away, I'm going to change the name of the show for a week to Alt Papi, okay? Because we're going to talk about kids' music this week. And to do that, we've invited some fathers, some papis from here at NPR. We have with us in the studio, returning with us, Ader Peralta, who's a reporter from NPR's two-way blog. Ader, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me again.
And we also have Rolando Arieta, who's the manager of news operations here at NPR. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Felix.
Okay.
And that's Papi Chulo.
Oh, Papi Chulo. Okay. I get a lot of CDs here, and I'm getting a lot of kids' music. And this is a new album from a guy named Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. This is called Cantamos Hasta Seis. Vamos a contar, vamos a contar. Vamos a contar hasta seis. Te quiero enseñar. Ándele pues. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Viene la después. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Viene la después. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Viene la después. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Okay, you get the idea for the show today. We're going to dip into the world of children's music. Before we get started, Rolando, tell us, how many kids do you have?
Yeah, I have two boys, Diego and Lucas. Diego is 9 and Lucas is 6.
Ader?
I have 2, and one of them is 2, the other one is 6. And it's, hello, Kalila, hello, Estella.
And I have 2, a little older, 14 and 11. Joaquin and Alessandro. So my kids' music days are a little past me somewhat, but which is why I brought you guys in. So let's do it like this. What we're going to do first is talk a little bit about your individual backgrounds, because you're each from different cultures, different countries in Latin America. And so we're going to play some music that you heard as a kid. And we'll start with you, Rolando. Tell us a little bit about where you were born and the kind of music you heard as you were growing up.
Yeah, well, I actually was born here in the States, but I grew up in Panama. I mean, my entire childhood life was in Panama. And, you know, I wanted to start off with the song that, gosh, just about every, you know, Spanish-speaking country plays or sings to their kids. It's a traditional nursery rhyme called Los Pollitos Dicen, or Los Pollitos. This is a song about a hen who is taking care of her chicks and it's basically a song about the sound that the chicks make when they are hungry or cold. It's a type of song where you can basically listen to and learn that, you know, in Spanish or in Latin American countries, chicks do not say chirp, chirp. They say pío, pío, you know.
The other thing about these songs is that they're all short.
That's right. They're very, very short.
They don't last very long.
And very repetitive, and they're very easy to sing, you know, and, you know, it has that lullaby sense to it.
Okay, Ader, tell us a little about where you grew up and the music you're listening to.
It's interesting hearing this, because I know Los Pollitos for sure, but when you told me to remember some of what I grew up with, so I was born in Nicaragua in 1981, so it was like revolutionary times. And
oh my gosh, I was there in 84.
There you go. So you were, yeah, we were hanging out in the same place. So there was not much on like the radio other than like this, like, you know, revolutionary fervor. And all I could think of when you asked me what did you hear when you were a kid was El Himno a la Unidad Sandinista. Which is the thing that they played constantly on the radio and everywhere. And it's written by Carlos Mejia Godoy, who's like this big hero in Nicaragua. The song is really like sort of a brainwashing song of why we did this revolution. But that's it. That's what I grew up with. That's what I was listening to. Los hijos de Sandino ni se venden, ni se venden. Luchamos contra el yanque, enemigo de la humanidad. This was basically a time when the Sandinistas had won already, they had brought down the dictatorship, and they were entering a new phase, which was the war against the Contras, which was a proxy war with the United States. Pure propaganda.
It's got a children's tune to it.
It does. And he actually, he used to write some stuff for kids. And it's very simple. I mean, the message of this song is very simple. And I mean, like listening to it now, it's like, whoa. So it's, you know, free country or death is what it is. And the sons of Sandinos, you know, they don't sell themselves and they don't give up. And we fight the imperialist Yankees, who are the enemies of humanity. And this is what kids were listening to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You start them young.
So at what age did you realize what this song was saying and how it was, and in fact, an attempt to get into your mentality and stay there?
Yeah, I had no idea. When I was a kid, you would hear this all the time. You would hear it at school. You would hear it on TV. You would hear it on the radio. And I had no idea what it was saying. I had no idea who the Yankees were, you know. They weren't a baseball team. you know, I had it didn't quite click. I was too young. I mean, I was, you know, 5, 6 at the time. And so I was too young to sort of, for it to hit me. I mean, really, it was when I went to college and I started listening to this stuff. I was like, whoa, this is like, you know, this is some crazy geopolitical stuff going on here in these songs.
Okay, so this is what was playing everywhere. What about a song like just a straight ahead regular kid song?
So we were, I mean, obviously it's a lot of the folk songs. Like, I mean, there's one version that my mother would sing to us, which is Dormite Mi Niño. But what's interesting is it wasn't recorded. It's just a song that your parents sang. And what I really loved about that particular lullaby is that, you know, it's dormite mi niño que tengo que hacer, lavar los pañales y darte de comer. So it's like, it's the mom sort of saying like, you know, go to sleep because I have stuff to do.
go ahead, Ayer, sing it to us.
I'm not going to sing it.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
All right, well, just a little bit.
Okay.
Dormite mi niño que tengo que hacer, lavar los pañales y dar de comer. There you go.
Yeah.
There's this beautiful song called Duerme Negrito, which has the same sort of spirit. And this one is sang by Mercedes Sosa. Again, it's a mother singing to her kid, saying, go to sleep, because I have to go to the field and work. And this was the song that, you know, my parents sang all the time to me. It's like, you got to go to sleep, or, you know, or you might get eaten by the white devil.
Me negrito, que tu mamá está en el campo, negrito. Duerme, duerme, movila, que tu mamá está en el campo, movila. Te va a traer codornices para ti, te va a traer rica fruta para ti. Te voy a traer carne de cerdo para ti, te voy a traer muchas cosas para ti. Y si negro no se duerme, viene el diablo blanco y ¡zas! Le come la patita, chica pumba, chica pumba, a pumba, chica pumba. Duerme, duerme, negrito, que tu mamá está en el campo, negrito, trabajando, trabajando duramente, trabajando, sí, trabajando y va de luto, trabajando, sí, trabajando y no le pagan, trabajando, sí, trabajando y va tosiendo, trabajando, sí, pa'l negrito chiquitito, pa'l negrito, sí, trabajando, sí, trabajando, sí. Duerma, duerma, negrito, que tu mamá está en el campo, negrito, negrito, negrito.
You see, that's such a typical, like, Latin American mom thing, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't go to sleep, you know, this thing will come and eat your foot.
Whether it's that or the cucuy or
that's
La Llorona.
Right. I'll sell you off to someone.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little rougher in Panama. We were dealing with another kind of dictator over there.
You know, when I'm listening to you guys and preparing for the show, it struck me, it's like, well, I don't think we had anything growing up in California. My parents were born here. Their parents were born in Mexico. So if there was anything that, you know, that they had or they had left over, and maybe I'm just too old, but I can't seem to remember. Growing up, by the time we were like six, by the time I was six or seven, Disney had a show on every Sunday night that we would watch. But folk songs, man, I'm missing out on it, man.
Yeah, man.
So what else? Let's go back to you, Rolando. You brought in more music.
I have better memories of this album that I played over and over and over when I was a kid. It was from the Titanes en el Ring. I don't know if you remember Titanes en el Ring. It was basically a TV show. It was a TV wrestling entertainment show, you know, very much like the WWE here in the United States, you know. And it's from Argentina. It originated in Argentina, and it was syndicated all over Latin America. Real popular in the 70s. And it basically involved a group of wrestlers who would dress up in costumes. And, you know, you had La Momia and Yolanka el Vikingo and Mercenario Joe and El Hippie Hippie. And, you know, and so they were kind of like the Latin American superheroes because they were like, you know, these wrestlers would come in and you would have your favorite ones. And so they made this album. They recorded an album of their entry songs, their entrance songs into the rink. And each one of them had their own song. And man, that album was a hit. I mean, if you look at the album, you can actually look it up. It has the wrestling ring and all of the characters are inside the ring and they're all hitting one another. It's like this big gang fight. And it was awesome. My favorite one was Caballero Rojo from Titanes en el Ring. Turn it up.
Caballero. Caballero rojo, es intrépido y leal, es valiente y es genial. Caballero rojo, caballero rojo.
This was a TV show that started in Argentina. Titanes en el Ring, and they actually then went on tour. They went all over Latin America, and they presented at big stadiums. I went, and it was the best thing ever. I mean, you know, I mean, I could still hear myself belting out that song. It's like, everything is supremo, como tico, un gran caballero. anyway, sorry.
This sounds very revolutionary,
it
by
is.
The way.
Yeah, right? It's very much like that national hymn that you play.
But, no kidding, though.
Caballero, caballero rojo, es intrépido y leal, es valiente y es genial. Caballero rojo, caballero rojo.
Your eyes lit up when you were talking about it, man. You're singing this song?
Caballero.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, talk about a song that's catchy. I'm going to be singing that song. In fact, I've been singing that song every single day on my way home from work.
Let's move on to music that you play for your kids now. We'll start with Ader.
It's interesting because I don't play any of the songs I heard as a kid.
Really?
For my kids. And also, I try and mix in some of that Spanish because I feel like, you know, we're far away from the abuelos and so they don't get as much Spanish as they should.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we have played for our kids is Cri-Cri. And we're sort of ambivalent about it, right? Because Cri-Cri started, you know, in the 30s. And so there's lots of his stories that include some veiled racism and
there's quite a bit of controversy over, you know, the racial attitudes of the time, right?
But they're also just really beautiful songs. I mean, like talking about like Disney songs, it's kind of like that, but they have like really like tight narratives, and then also the sentiment. One of the ones that I really love is Di Porqué, which is just it's from the viewpoint of a little kid who's asking his grandmother, like, why don't you like to jump on the beds anymore? Like, that's not cool. Like, but it, so there's a sort of sadness of that, like, loss of being a kid as
right.
you grow up. And I think that kids get that and adults get that, and it sort of brings those two worlds together, and I really love that.
Di porqué from Cri Cri.
Di porqué, dime abuelita, di porqué, eres viejita, di porqué, sobre las camas ya no te gusta brincar. Di porqué, usas los lentes, di porqué. No tienes dientes, ¿y por qué son tus cabellos como la espuma del mar?
Mi sifu. Siempre está junto al calor, igual que tú.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the music to remind you to check out the How to Do Everything podcast at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.
por qué.
It's almost existential in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, but I mean, can you imagine, like, the imagery in this? So he, you know, he has her standing in front of her dressing table, like, looking at all these portraits. And the kid is asking her, like, tell me why you cry when you do this. So I don't know. It's a very adult song.
Yeah, it's got a timeless sound to it, too. Yeah. It's like, it sounds almost like a 1930s sound, you know, something that you would hear in a Disney, you know, like in one of these Disney shows.
And it's not sing-song, it's not nursery rhyming.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Know? So, and you've played this for your kids?
Yeah, a lot, actually. Like, they listen, I would say Cri Cri is one of, like, their go-to music at this point. I'm sure they'll grow out of it pretty soon, but they really like Cri Cri, and it's music that, like, I can listen to too and be okay with, which I think, I mean, as selfish as that sounds, like, that's my requirement. It's like, what is not going to annoy me? And this is one of them.
That's not going to last very long, man. Let me give you that. I found this CD. I don't remember where it was from, but it was like a series of these short little nursery rhyme songs. And one of them was The Muffin Man. You know, do you know the Muffin Man? Right? But I remember my older son, we were driving back from Philadelphia. I think I counted, and it was only like 45 seconds long, maybe. I mean, it was really short. It was like, there were like 50 tracks on this CD. I think I heard it 37 times in a row or something crazy like that. He's like, again, from the backseat, this car seat. So yeah, the whole idea is like, it's not going to annoy you.
Yeah, when my kids were babies, or when my oldest was a baby, I played, you know, again, this real traditional hymn, Sapo Sapo. I don't even know if that's actually the name of the song, but I mean, Sapo Sapo.
Había un sapo, sapo, sapo que nadaba en el río, río, río con su traje verde, verde, verde y temblaba de frío, frío, frío. La señora zapa, zapa, zapa le contó, 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 contó que tenía un amigo, amigo, amigo que se llama Jesús, Jesús. Había un sapo, sapo, sapo que nadaba en el río, río, río con su traje verde, 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 temblaba de frío, frío, frío. La señora zapa, zapa, zapa le contó, 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 contó que tenía un amigo, amigo, amigo que se llama Jesús, Jesús. Había un sapo, sapo, sapo que nadaba en el río, río, río con su traje verde, verde, verde temblaba de frío, frío, frío. La señora zapa, zapa, zapa le contó, 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 contó que tenía un amigo, amigo, amigo que se llama Jesús, Jesús.
So you guys have boys, right?
Two boys.
We have boys.
So you see, I have girls, which makes it...
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, no, it makes a difference. So they want to hear girls. Like, they want to hear, like, women sing. So, like, one of my proud parental moments was when Kalila, the older one, like, stopped and said, can we listen to that Joni Mitchell song, California, again?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, whoa, yay. I have taught you something decent.
Okay, now we got to hear just a little bit of that Joni Mitchell song, California.
California, coming home. I'm going to see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home.
From one famous female voice to another, this time Celia Cruz. Rolando?
Here is a song that you know, that I enjoyed listening to. Not only, you know, for an educational purpose, you know, yeah, like uno, dos, tres, yeah, one, two, three, whatever. It was more a song that was, you know, a salsa performed in the real traditional style.
And from the queen of salsa during her visit to Sesame Street.
I wonder if you know in Spanish one is uno, but if you like two, dos is for you. If you want three, two, tres, seis, si, si. And if you want more, cuatro is four.
Uno, dos, tres. Uno, dos, tres.
Cuatro.
Uno,
dos, tres. Uno, dos, tres.
Cuatro.
I never drive. Cinco is five. I don't play tricks. Seis is six. If you like seven, then siete is heaven. And what's really great, ocho is eight.
Cinco, seis, siete. Seis, siete, ocho. Cinco, seis, siete. Seis, siete, ocho.
I'll show you what's fine. Nueve is nine. Ten is diez. Let me show you again.
Uno, dos, tres. Cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve. Ocho, nueve, diez. Uno, dos,
uno, dos tres.
Tres.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Cinco, seis, siete, ocho,
siete,
diez.
Ocho, nueve.
La, 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 la.
Ocho, nueve, diez. Uno, dos, tres.
Uno, dos, tres.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Siete,
siete, ocho, ocho.
So one more that I play for my kids. The first time I remember hearing this song, it's Una Rata Vieja, was by this Mexican pop star called Tatiana. And it was an awful song. Like, just, you know, super poppy and, like, just annoying as all get out. But then we heard from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band earlier.
Right.
But they remade this song into just, like, this, you know, it's warm and it's kind of sad because it's telling this story about this rat who was ironing, but she got her tail, like, caught in the iron, so it got burnt off, and all it left was a stump. So it's kind of teaching the kids, like, you know, don't play with hot stuff. You see, I'm all about teaching the kids hard lessons.
You give them a fork and point them to the outlet in the wall.
Una rata vieja que era planchada. Por planchar su falda, se quemó la cola. Se puso pomada, se amarró un trapito. Y a la pobre rata le quedó un rabito. Pobre rata ya no quiere planchar. Ella no se quiere quemar. Oh, 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 oh. Porque ella no se quiere quemar. Oh, 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 oh. Pobre rata ya no quiere planchar. Una rata vieja que era planchadora. Por planchar su falda se quemó. Porque ella no se quiere quemar. Oh, 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 oh. Porque ella no se quiere quemar.
Let's use that track, Lucky Diaz, since we did play it at the beginning. Let's use that to transition to this, to the newer songs that I brought in.
Yep.
The name of the artist is Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. These musicians that are making albums now, a lot of them are educators who have a musical background. So they're mixing in some of these things like developing curriculum into, you know, writing their music and being creative with that. Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres was an educator as well. This is a thing called My Friend Manuel.
My friend Manuel is from Ecuador. He's my new best friend. and he lives next door. My friend Manuel speaks Español, and I want to learn so we can have fun. When he wants to say, how are you? He always says, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
When he wants to say, thank you, he always says, gracias.
Gracias.
My friend Manuel speaks Español, and I want to learn so we can have fun. When he wants to ask for a favor, he always says, por favor.
When he still very sing-songy, yeah. Still nursery rhyme-like. There's an artist by the name of Jose Luis Orozco, and he has a new album out on Smithsonian. He's been making children's music for quite a long time. And again, it is more of a sing-songy nursery rhyme type, not a lot of contemporary stuff, but he also mixes in a lot of educational theory. And his new album is called Come Bien, and it's all about the different types of ways to eat well and take care of yourself nutritionally. So this is the track celebrating the virtues of avena, or oatmeal.
Avena, 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 la avena siempre es buena. Con un poco de fruta, con fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena. Avena, 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 la avena siempre es buena. Con un poco de fruta, con fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena.
Can we have some tortillas with that?
There is a track called Tortilla on the album. Yeah.
And so what does it say? Eat them with moderation?
Chorizo. Can we add some chorizo to that, please?
Eat it with moderation. It's genius because, and I toyed bringing that track in because the only musical accompaniment is the hand, like you're making the tortillas, you know, mm-hmm. flattening them out. You know, it's a very, very, very good record. I really enjoyed this one a lot. Okay, now we're getting in the show with some music that's definitely not kids' music, but it was aimed at kids. And this is more along the lines of what I played for my kids. This one is from the group Ozomatli. In 2013, they released an album called Ozo Kids. It was pretty obvious that some of the guys in the band started having kids, right? So they started writing music for the kids. This is a thing called Balloon Fest.
Yeah, this is by far the coolest kids' music we've heard today, huh?
Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Ada Peralta is a reporter for NPR's Two-Way Block, and Rolando Arieta is a manager of news operations here at NPR, and they're both my pals, and I'm happy to have them on the show today. We want to remind you that you can hear every song we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Send us your favorite kids' music in Facebook, on Twitter. Let us know what you listen to, what songs you like, and maybe we could put together another show based on listeners' responses, and we can have a little conversation about that. Jasmine will be back soon. She's taking a well-deserved break. My name's Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.